public opinion and action matters. And nearly every day, someone is researching, polling, or surveying the financial world to see how investors feel, retirees plan, consumers spend, and savers think.
I'm busting with news.
That fact-finding can help you figure out where you fit in.
You are exactly the guy I want to talk to.
Or don't fit in with the rest of the financial world.
Maybe I'm not the guy you should be talking to.
So whether it's the latest academic research, analysis of investors, or poll of consumers, you'll benefit from hearing from experts behind the studies.
You say expert. I say geek.
As Money Life looks at what the
survey said.
Help you, I can. Yeah.
It's time for us to take a look at what the survey says here on Money Life. And right now we are talking about a survey that was done by the Consumer Federation of America that indicates strong support for reform of the tax preparer industry, the paid tax preparer business, and so many issues with it and so many problems. And I'm surprised. I always think it's something that goes on that people don't know about until they're caught in it. But the survey shows that 4 out of 5 respondents believe that there should be competency tests and much more. So joining me now to discuss it is Michael Best, senior policy advocate for the Consumer Federation of America, one of the folks who helped to run the study. If you want more information, you want to see the study itself, consumerfed.org, or go to the Money Life Show recent and upcoming guest page, find Michael Best's picture there, and you'll find a link to all of the press information. And by the way, the Consumer Federation does some great stuff, and they're on Twitter if you want to learn more about what they're doing. They're on Twitter at ConsumerFed. Michael Best, welcome to Money Life.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
Like I said, I didn't think that most folks were kind of aware of the problems. I thought, always thought tax preparers were one of those things that people didn't understand how bad it was until they got audited. And it's such a small percentage of people that get audited. I was a little surprised to see the number of folks who believe that reform is necessary. Were you?
We were. We were very pleased. I mean, we definitely thought going in that people knew it was an issue, because, I mean, there is a pretty large body of work showing that there are issues with this. You know, consumer groups have been doing mystery shopping for a lot of years in this, and a recent study in 2015 in North Carolina and Florida found inaccuracies in 27 out of 29 returns prepared by paid repairers. There's a 2014 GAO study that when they sent undercover investigators to 9 randomly selected taxpayer offices, and only 2 of the 19, or 11%, had the correct refund amount. So, I mean, there are a lot of problems with it. And there's also a really high instance of use. And that's, I think that's probably why people are pretty aware. Our poll found that half of the public uses a paid tax preparer from time to time, and nearly a third uses them frequently. GAO numbers also found that approximately 56% of individuals' returns were completed by a paid preparer in 2011. And it's an even higher percentage of complex tax returns. And in 2011 as well, about 59% of returns claiming the earned income tax credit were done by a paid preparer. So I think it's that high instance of use and sort of the really high instance of problem that leads the public who's interacting with these folks to know this is an issue. So we were surprised by how high it was, but pleased.
To me, the interesting side there is that as much as I see all the studies that talk about, oh, well, they didn't get the right refund or they didn't get whatever, you know, the truth is that having written books on people choosing advisors, including tax preparers, getting the right refund is what's proper to the IRS. It's not the biggest refund. It's not whatever. And a lot of times the issues are driven by consumers. I mean, I know folks who won't claim an office and home deduction because it makes them audit bait. So how much of this is in the preparer and how much of this is in whatever the consumer might do that handcuffs the preparer?
It's a great question. I mean, I think the one drives the other. I mean, you need to make sure you're going to someone who really knows what they're doing, that's asking the right in-depth questions, right, to make sure you get that proper response. And, you know, and if a consumer is worried, I think if they go to someone who has the right kind of training and is asking the right questions and getting that information, they can assure the preparer, you know, who knows what they're doing, can assure them, no, you can do this, you know, and it's perfectly, you know, legal and documented.
The issue here, of course, is that realistically, tax preparers don't really need to be licensed and tested. If you are looking for extra money to make this tax season, you can pretty much go take the exam that they give at a place like an H&R Block, not to single them out, but just to give a name that folks know. And the next thing you know, you're doing people's tax returns, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, so The IRS actually did promulgate regulations on this that required testing and continuing education, but those were invalidated by a 2014 court decision. Four states do regulate paid repairs: California, Maryland, New York, and Oregon. So in those states, you do have some level of protection. But, you know, what we recommend folks do is to go to the IRS.gov website if they're not in a regulated state, and you can search for credentialed tax preparers in your area. So, you know, an attorney, a CPA, an enrolled agent, they're going to have some kind of professional credential that protects you. There's also now, because the court invalidated the IRS's regulations, the IRS does, however, run a voluntary program. So within that same data, searchable database, the IRS, you can find someone who has an annual filing season program record of completion. And that shows that, you know, that they have met some standards the IRS establishes. You know, we also really recommend is with folks who qualify, go to a volunteer income tax assistance site. So if you make $54,000 or less, or you know, maybe you have a disability, you're elderly, you have limited English speaking, you can go to one of these VITA sites, we call them, volunteer income tax assistance, and an IRS-trained volunteer will do your taxes for free. They're also tax counseling for the elderly sites, mostly run by AARP. So these are a really good resource in lieu of the regulation. Now, with that said, we really support regulation. That's what we want to see happening. You know, I think that this the poll really is this third piece of information we needed. We know there's a high incidence of use. We know there are problems. And now we know there's big public support for this. So we're hoping this is going to be a wake-up call to some policymakers.
The other side is, until there's a wake-up call for policymakers, consumers have to protect themselves. I mean, I know that my tax preparer is former IRS, multiple, has been teaching tax prep courses, master's in finance and taxation, two master's degrees, and what have you. But I also know that you could go, that at times in the past, when she has had down times, she's gone to work at a tax service, and you could walk in and get her with all of that expertise, or you could walk in and get the kid at the next desk. So what does somebody do to make sure that they're getting somebody that isn't the kind of person that's necessitating all these problems?
Right. So, I mean, I think the first layer of protection is if you're in one of the four states I mentioned, California, Maryland, New York, or Oregon, make sure that, you know, they are properly credentialed and licensed as required by law. If you're not in one of those states, or even if you are in one of those states and you want a higher level of protection, I would go to the IRS.gov website and I would put in my zip code into their searchable database where you can find someone by their credentials. You can find an attorney, a CPA, an enrolled agent. You can find someone who's met the voluntary standards the IRS establishes for paid preparers who aren't credentialed by a professional association. We also recommend, if you qualify, to go to a volunteer income tax assistance site. So if you make $45,000 or less a year, or have a disability, or elderly, you can go to one of these sites that where the IRS trains and certifies volunteers, and you can get your taxes done for free, knowing that the person you're interacting with has a level of training.
Michael, great stuff. I hope we get to where it's followed up on and we actually see the appropriate kind of regulation. Meanwhile, I appreciate you chatting about it with us here on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. It was a pleasure.
Michael Best is Senior Policy Advocate at the Consumer Federation of America. For more information, consumerfed.org, on Twitter, at @consumerfed. We just hit the home stretch here on Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Henry Toe from CB Capital in when we can come back right after this message.